At this time for our message tonight, I'd like to ask all of our children to come forward and then gather around the front with me. And adults, if any of you'd like to come because you're a child at heart, you're welcome to come too. I see wives nudging their husbands as we speak, but come on up. Come on up. Let's sit up here, okay? Let's sit up here so people can see us. Are there more children? I hope so, but if not, that's okay.
Yes.
There are more? Four more. Come on up. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Now you guys can see that screen up there, right? Because a little later that's going to be important for you, all right? Okay. Hi. Merry Christmas. Oh, it's so fun to have all of you up here. And now afterwards there's a surprise for you, okay? All right. So the first thing I want to tell you is I have a story to tell you tonight about a friend of mine. His name is Charlie Brown. And that's Charlie Brown right up there. Do you see him? Have any of you ever seen Charlie Brown before? Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. He and I think alike. We had the same hairdo. As a matter of fact, he talked me into shaving my head so I could look like him. Do I look like him? He's kind of cuter than me, isn't he? Yeah, he is. Well, Charlie was having a pretty rough Christmas one year, a pretty bad Christmas. He was really sad. He was really sad because all of his friends and all the people around him, they only cared about money. And they only cared about being popular. And they only cared about getting the best gifts and giving the best gifts. And it was all about commercialism. And he was sad. He was so sad that he got depressed. And he was so depressed. You know what Charlie Brown said? I don't think anybody likes me anymore. Can you believe that? Charlie Brown actually thought nobody liked him anymore. So Charlie one day decides to go and visit his friend Lucy. Now Lucy, she's kind of bossy. Do any of you have sisters? Are they bossy? Husbands, never mind, I'm not going to say a word. Now, Lucy was bossy, and she didn't like Charlie sometimes, and sometimes she did, but she thought Charlie was a blockhead. As a matter of fact, she called Charlie a blockhead a lot. One day, Lucy happened to be operating a little booth she made called the psychiatry booth, and she was offering people help for 5 cents. So Charlie decided to stop by. And as he stopped by, Lucy went on to rambling. She kept talking about herself and how good she was and about what she was going to get for Christmas and about making money and how she loved to make money and about all the commercialism. And then finally she looks at Charlie and says, Charlie, you should just get over being sad and direct a play for Christmas. Well, now Charlie was even more confused because all he heard from her was commercialism and money and popularity. And so as Charlie was walking home, to no avail, even his best friend Snoopy was decorating his own house so that he could win money in a contest. And Charlie was even more sad because, again, it was all about money and all about being popular. Do you see Snoopy up there decorating his doghouse? That's pretty good, isn't it? Does your dog do that? No, your dog's not very talented, is it? Everyone about Charlie was all about money, about getting their fair share. And they were all about greed. So Charlie thought a little bit. You know what he said? I'm going to do it. I'm going to direct a Christmas play. And off they went to direct a Christmas play. But even during the midst of the play, Charlie got upset because everyone was making it commercialized. They wanted it to be about them. They wanted it to be about money. They wanted it to be the show. They wanted to dance and sing and be the stars of the Christmas play. And Charlie had had enough. He got so upset that poor Charlie throws his hands up in the air and he says, Does anybody know what Christmas is all about? Let's take a look.
Isn't there anyone who...
Oh, he's stuck.
...who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you.
Linus is right. I won't let all this commercialism ruin my Christmas. I'll take this little tree home and decorate it, and I'll show them it really will work in our play. Commercial dog is not going to ruin my Christmas. I've killed it. Oh, everything I touch gets ruined.
A bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love. Charlie Brown is a blockhead, but he did get a nice tree.
Charlie found the real meaning of Christmas. Did you see that? He found the real meaning of Christmas. Did you guys notice when he asked the real meaning of Christmas, that little guy that came on stage with the blanket? His name is Linus. Let me ask you a question. Do you have, any of you have a blanket that you carry with you or that you sleep with? Or a teddy bear? Or a doll?
I sleep with the teddy and the diaper bear.
That's great, right? And we feel safe when we have our blanket or our stuffed animal or our doll, don't we? We feel safe, right? And it makes us feel good and warm and safe. Yeah, that's exactly what was happening. And that's what happened in our story. Linus gets up with his blanket because he needs to feel safe because he's afraid. He's kind of scared all the time. And he starts to tell the story of Christmas. But did you notice what happened? All of a sudden, as Linus is telling the story of Christmas, he says, the angel said, do not be afraid. And did you notice what happened? He dropped the blanket. The blanket fell to the ground. And just like he dropped the blanket, we in our lives can realize that we don't have to be afraid anymore, because that's why Jesus came into our world. We don't have to let fears rule in our lives. The reading today said that if we allow the love of Jesus into our lives, if we share his love with others, that love gets rid of all of our fear. We don't have to be afraid of the dark. We don't have to be afraid of other people. We don't have to be afraid of running out of money. We don't have to be afraid of illness. We don't have to be afraid of anything in our lives, because Jesus is with us. That's why he came into our world. Jesus sets us free from our bad habits and our sins too. That's what also happens as we drop that blanket. Jesus frees us from our sins. He forgives us, because Jesus came into this world to do what? What did he come to do? Look up behind us. What is up there? What did he come to do when he was born? We also knew that even though he was born, what was he going to do? He was going to die on the cross so that our sins would be forgiven. The birth of Jesus gives us security and hope and joy in knowing that he is with us forever and ever, and nothing can ever separate us from Jesus. When we're lonely, when we're afraid, when we're sad, when we're worried, when we're doubtful, whatever's going on in our lives, we know that we can be with him. But wait a minute. When he was done, Linus picked the blanket back up. Did you notice? He picked the blanket back up. Guess what? Sometimes we do too, don't we? Sometimes we may have a bad day, especially us adults. We may get sad. We may be worried. We may be afraid. We may be lonely. We may have health issues, financial issues. We may have loved ones who are sick or ill, whatever it may be. And sometimes we pick that blanket up and we start to be afraid again. But still, we know that Jesus is with us. This is why he was born. And Linus, amazingly, shows us that again. He shows us that again as he celebrates the birth of Jesus in the manger. Just as Linus shares the beautiful Christmas story, Charlie is filled with the meaning of Christmas. He runs out with his little tree so that he can decorate it. And he pitches this beautiful tree, and the whole gang pitches in, and they start to decorate this tree, and before we know it, we see this beautiful tree that they decorated. But wait a minute. Look at the bottom of the tree. What's wrapped around it? Linus's blanket is wrapped at the bottom of the tree. What do you suppose that means? You see, Linus realizes, just as we do, that Christmas is much bigger than we are. It's much bigger than the gifts we get and open from Santa. It's much bigger than money or cookies or baking or friends or family. It's so much bigger. Linus realizes that Christmas is bigger than anything we can do. Even though we love each other and even though we did good works for Jesus every day, right? It's bigger than that. Christmas is all about Jesus. Christmas is all about his death. Christmas is all about his resurrection. Christmas is all about how much Jesus loves you and you and all of you and what Jesus has done for us. Linus has encountered Jesus with his gospel and can place his blanket at the foot of that Christmas tree, just like we can place our lives at the foot of the cross. Linus can lay down his worries, his burdens, and fears at the foot of the cross and leave them there. And in the end, the whole story of Charlie Brown changes, even the music. Did you notice as Charlie Brown was leaving the theater, what song was playing? Did you hear it? Oh, Christmas Tree. Do you know that song? Oh, Christmas Tree was playing. But as the kids decorated the tree, and Linus put his blanket down at the foot of that tree to show us what it means to worship Jesus, the newborn king, all those kids begin to sing, "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king." Guess what? As we seek every day to worship Jesus as our king, nothing in this world will ever take away our joy, our peace, or our security. Romans chapter 8 says that Jesus is with us always and that nothing will ever separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. See that back there? That's the baptismal font. When you were baptized, God made that promise to you. See that cross up there? When he died on that cross, he made that promise to you. You see that right there? That's the Lord's Supper. And every time we take the Lord's Supper, he makes that promise to you. That nothing will ever separate you and him, that he is with you always, that you can cast your fears on him and he will be your fortress and your protection, and that your sins are forgiven. And guess what? You're going to live forever with him in heaven. Isn't that the best Christmas ever? I'm pretty glad, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty glad that Charlie Brown found the real meaning of Christmas. Are you? And so will you help tonight as we continue to celebrate? Will you help as you go back to your parents and all those adults out there? Help them to know that tonight as we worship Jesus, we celebrate the